The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Two Faces Radio.
When I started in this business, rock and roll was real and pure.
You look like the inside of other people's assholes.
Well, you wish upon a star.
You?
That turns into a plane.
Complete.
And I guess that's
what Ralph. Here you go, Ralph. You choose me? Happy Valentine's.
Of all the gin joints in all the towns in all the world, she walks into mine.
You had me at hello.
If that plane leaves the ground and you're not with him, you'll regret it. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon and for the rest of your life.
But what about us?
We'll always have Paris.
Puppy monkey baby.
Hand over your weapons.
Why should we?
Well, they're not yours.
Oh, look, a farmer's market. We should get some flowers for the car.
Yeah. Oh.
We're back. Why didn't we do this sooner?
I thought you knew.
I miss not knowing things with you.
Monkey baby.
Television's potential is perhaps been realized to the tip of an iceberg. And what needs to be done is to demand a higher quality TV.
It's time for Radio Labyrinth with Tim Andrews, Jeff Leboff, and Ira Malkin.
Yo, you can fade that shit out, yo.
I could.
Yo.
Or you can just talk loud.
I can talk loud as shit, motherfucker.
You're digging it, man.
I'm digging it. I dig this jam.
Thanks, man. Yeah. Appreciate that very much.
It's you on guitar, right?
No.
Oh.
It's me on vocals.
I don't want to play this, though. Sorry. So I don't.
I'm out.
Huh? That was me.
Oh. No. I. You didn't hear any vocals in that one, but if you did in the rest of the tune, that would have been me.
Oh, okay. So who's playing guitar?
There's two guitarists, Brian McClenning, who is also my co-host on Grab Your Balls, Let's Talk Sports, and Mark D'Alessio, who is in D.C. right now.
Mark D'Alessio.
D'Alessio.
Is he from Atlanta?
No, he and I...
He's not like, hi, my name's Mark D'Alessio.
No, he's another Jersey guy, but he and I met in college in Baltimore, and we moved here together in 1995.
Baltimore.
Yeah.
You went to college in Baltimore?
In Baltimore, yeah.
Baltimore.
But do you remember... Uh-huh. That in, shit, what's the name of the show that,
The Wire?
No, not Baltimore. Not The Wire. Fucking
Cake,
the
Ace of Cakes?
Oh, I'm drawing a blank. Is this how the whole night's going to be for me right now?
I don't know.
Remember, anything. Boardwalk Empire.
Boardwalk, okay, so he's from AC, Atlantic City.
No, I'm saying in Boardwalk Empire.
Empire's not in Baltimore.
Now, you played a clip from Vinyl, right? That's coming out soon?
Yes.
The main guy in Vinyl, what's his name?
Oh, I don't know his name.
But you know
I know, yeah, that guy was in Boardwalk Empire.
He was in Boardwalk.
He liked to be choked with his...
He has a huge cock.
Now, this is where I'm bringing this. This whole thing was totally meaningless, but his name in Boardwalk was D'Alessio.
Oh, when he has it, that must mean huge cock because his dick was fucking big.
I remember that.
Unless it was a fake... But why would it be?
I have it. Well, why wouldn't it be?
I wasn't turned on by it, though, because it was covered in blood.
I remember that. And that was a hell of a scene, man. Jesus.
Robbie Cannavale.
Huh?
Ah. He's great, man.
Sounds like a Sopranos captain.
Yeah.
He was in Chef.
Yeah.
He played like a Latino guy in Chef, I think.
Yeah, didn't they're
he?
Versatile, those greasy dagos. They have their olive oil skin and their guinea chum.
Speaking of, come to find out this week, Lou Diamond Phillips is Filipino.
Nuh-uh.
Yes.
But he can play anybody.
Yeah.
I know, but did you know that?
No, I didn't.
I didn't know that.
I thought he was a Navajo.
Oh, yeah. Well, that would make more sense. Filipino.
Well, you know, Filipinos, I don't know, they're related to Spain somehow because Spain conquered them, and then we took them over from Spain after the Spanish-American War.
History, ladies and gentlemen, right here. Mm-hmm.
Navajo. Hey, this is Radio Labyrinth you're listening to. My name is Tim Andrews. That's Ira Malkin. There's Jeff Leboff.
Hey, yeah, I'm the mumbly, mouth-breathing masturbator.
That's right. Let's see if I can do it. Bad timing, but...
It's funny because it's true. It's funny because it's true.
You're there.
Worst podcast host ever.
It's funny because it's true.
You're not a mumbly masturbator.
According to the reviews.
You're a masturbator who mumbles.
What? They got half of that right.
I know. Hey, this is show number 009. It's our ninth show. And I got to apologize to everybody for the late post here. A couple of people were saying, hey, where's Radio Labyrinth?
Well, we had some scheduling issues. What are you going to do?
Well, I got to take the blame. I mean, I've been working an awful lot, and I get tired.
I get that.
You know, I mean, but I was thinking about it the other day. It's like I'm bitching.
What's tired a euphemism for?
Tired is not a euphemism for anything but tired. I'm on my feet all day, but I was thinking, it's like, you know, Ira.
Oh, where's my pizza, by the way?
I didn't bring it.
You bastard.
Ira has a wife and...
Children.
Kids,
yeah.
And he works full-time. I don't work full-time.
And a band.
Yeah, and a band and another podcast. And I'm
gigs
like,
all over
you know,
place.
Man, I'm really tired. I'm busy. And then I'm thinking, like, fucking Ira must be going.
No, don't think like that, because what I am is a fucking moron. That's what I am.
I don't think you're a moron.
For doing all this shit.
You know. You do it because you want to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, you
couldn't
enjoy it.
Go see Deadpool with me because you were doing stuff.
Yeah, well, I was at Vankman's. And you were across the street at
Spangler.
Two things.
Playing the Reds.
Two things I've never... What is Vankman's, first of all?
Oh, you don't know Vankman's?
No.
I told you I wanted to go there a while ago.
Yeah, but what is it?
The chef there.
Who's the chef at Vankman's?
Rockstar chef Nick Melvin.
Yeah.
Who's the chef?
Well, the wings were fucking incredible. But the
I'll
Yacht
tell you about
Rock,
wings in a minute.
The Yacht Rock Review guys, you know those guys.
That's what I told you because I told you they were playing.
Nick,
there.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah, he's cool as shit.
This is their place.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they.
And where is it?
It's on Ralph McGill, right next to, you know where Two Urban Licks is?
Yes.
Yeah, it's like right down the street.
If you're not in Atlanta, what part of Atlanta would this be considered?
That would be the Highlands, I guess.
Highlands, yeah.
Highlands, okay. Yeah. Okay. So Ralph McGillish Highlands area instead
of
Ralph.
If you're not
McGill
in Atlanta
downtown.
And you do touristy shit, it's right next to the Carter Center.
Well, right? That's close to where I live, so we should probably go there.
Yeah.
I've been saying I want to go there.
Okay.
But it, you know,
I'll
they
talk
really...
to KP about it. Maybe we'll go.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know when I'm going to be back there, but...
We're going to Rays on the River Sunday.
Look at you.
Reservations
look
and everything.
You. Don't all you people wish that you were in a relationship with Tim Andrews? He's got Rays on a River. On the River.
It's the only place I ever drank a martini.
In your life?
Yep.
An apple martini.
I had a whole lobster there.
No, I had a real martini.
The first time I ever ordered a whole lobster, and I was shocked about how gross it was.
Yeah?
Right, you didn't like the green stuff?
No, it was fucking sick. I love lobster tail and craws.
Lobster craws. Oh, those are the best parts.
The fuck are lobster craws?
See, our generation
you don't get
can
much
get
meat out of the body.
I know you don't, but it's gross.
Right.
I think I have a frush.
Huh?
What the fuck's a frush?
Well, see, you have too many cards. What does he say? You have too many.
Yeah, you got too many. Take this one away.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Mr. Booger.
She's not that kind of girl, Booger. Why? Does she have a penis? Look at this. It's just miles and miles of snow.
Now you're switching movies, but still.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lane, I've been going to this high school for 6 years. I'm no dummy.
$2.
You know that guy, Ricky?
Oh, yeah.
His name's Dan Schneider.
Mm-hmm.
You know he produces all those preteen or those adolescent teenage shows on the Disney Channel.
Really?
Yeah.
That guy?
Yeah.
Ricky?
Ricky.
And Christmas.
Yes, and
he's
thing,
always putting his testicles all over me.
NT.
No, but listen, if you Google his name, Dan Schneider,
yeah,
there are a lot of conspiracy sites that pop up because there's a conspiracy that he's like a foot fetishist and he puts weird foot symbols in all those shows. And then people have screen grabs of all these teenage girls and their feet. And he even says, like, and the rumors say that a lot of these Disney girls get out of there and they're all fucked up in the head because
really?
He's creepy. But none of this I know is true at all.
But he was just this actor who happened to be in Better Off Dead before he got into producing.
Yeah, but he's a producer.
I
think that it's probably fueled by jealousy. I mean, who the fuck, you know, you can't believe that bullshit.
Well,
but
all those started
really weird.
Somewhere.
Yeah, but I mean,
some truth somewhere.
I don't know. I just think it's, you know, if you can go from acting and not be in acting and then be a successful producer, I think that's cool.
Yeah, no shit.
But it is funny to read a lot of that conspiracy shit.
But if you want to see some pictures of Britney Spears' feet, go to danschneider.com.
No, he was after her.
Wow.
Talking about the new generation, the ones that you're going to have to do some math with if you say anything.
Oh, yeah, I can't do any podcast math tonight.
No, I can't either.
Too quick. The French girl in... Better Off Dead went on to do things. I saw her in a bunch of other stuff.
Yeah,
she's still acting.
She wasn't French either.
No.
Well, no.
Wasn't she in the Last American Virgin?
She might have been.
Or the what's the? No, it
she
wasn't.
Was in a popular television show, I think.
Yeah, but she was in one of those teen sex romps.
No,
the best one being Hard Bodies.
You think that's the best one?
Yeah,
remember that
it
one.
Has a song in it called "I Don't Fuck Fossils for Free."
I love that one.
I don't remember that.
That old man's just sitting there. He's out of nowhere, and he's playing his guitar. He's stoned. Because, you know, they're all businessmen, and they're older, and they're fucking all these young girls. So he's sitting there playing a guitar, and he goes, "I don't fuck fossils for free, old man." Because earlier in the movie, some chick said to him, "I don't fuck fossils for free."
I thought Ski Patrol was the best 80s sex romp.
Better than Hot Dog the Movie?
Oh, Hot Dog the Movie.
Hot Dog the Movie's the best.
What'd you say about
Ski? I like Ski Patrol.
Isn't Ski Patrol a 90s movie, though, technically?
Or Ski... Ski School. Is the
Ski School.
Yeah.
Oh, it wasn't Ski Patrol?
No.
That's where all the Polish kids went.
No. Patrol.
No.
Good.
Ski.
Yeah, Ski.
Yeah, she was in the Last American Virgin.
She was? Okay, yeah. So she's the girl that the younger dorky kid fell in love with, and she didn't like him. There's also a scene in that movie where the dopey, overweight guy is making out with the fat girl, and he can't get her bra off, so he cuts it.
Whatever happened to that Asian guy that did the Howard Cosell voice?
You mean he was that? He was that
Lane Meyer.
A study in moppishness. He was. You know who he was? He was in Karate Kid 2.
Uh huh. See, I knew it.
You disgrace, Uncle.
Really?
Yeah. You know, he tried to beat up Daniel. Well,
somebody's going to shut this episode down. I'm telling you,
we're actually making fun of the stereotypes, not making fun of them.
Is that how that works?
That's what I'm doing. I think.
Well, no, of course we're doing
like
that.
Like in a Family Guy when they go, "Far, rah, rah, rah," and from not that long ago. Remember that scene?
No.
He's like, "Let's all watch the scene from our favorite holiday special." And it's, "Deck the Halls with Bob." And they do the whole thing.
Right.
And then Peter goes, "Hey, you know, I saw a lot of racism in that movie." And then the guy just goes, "And not from long ago." No. But what was I talking about?
I don't know. Diane Franklin from Better Off Dead.
Oh, Diane Franklin.
No. Oh, we skipped ahead of that.
Oh, shit. This is going to be one of those.
Oh, I was doing the Asian. You know, Daniel in Karate Kid 2 takes that stupid thing. And then the crane falls and he misses it. I don't know. Whatever. Maybe that was the first movie.
I don't think so because I don't remember that. I only know the first movie.
He had to learn the crane technique.
Does anybody know 3 with, what's his name?
3 is the best because it's stupid as fuck.
I'm sure it is.
With who?
Isn't that the one with
the girl Karate Kid, right?
Yeah, that's 4.
4.
3 is the one where he gets the bad training from the guy who's
isn't one with Will Smith's kid or
yeah, that's the one from a couple years ago, Jaden Smith.
That's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah. No, I didn't see that.
Wait, 3 isn't the girl one?
No, 4 is the girl one. 3 is the one where he gets bad training from
John Kreese.
A guy who's friends with the sensei who he beat in the, you know, the Kubrick, what is it? The Cobra Kai.
Cobra Kai.
Yeah, Kreese sets him up with that friend of his.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The creepy guy with long
hair. Supposed to be like a veteran or something.
Yeah.
Hey, did you guys ever see that viral video online of somebody saying how wrong everybody was about Daniel and how Daniel's really the total asshole in that movie?
No.
Did you see that? You've got to see this.
What is it?
It's so great, man.
Yeah.
Describe that, Jeff. It was like
it
somebody
just talks about the what's his name? That guy that's in. William Zabka.
Oh, yeah, I've seen the Billy Zabka video.
He's the hero of Karate Kid.
Yeah,
he really is the hero.
Daniel's the villain.
Okay.
And it's like Daniel comes in, starts stealing his girlfriend, hitting on his girlfriend.
Yeah.
All this stuff, and Daniel, and...
Well, they have the fight on the beach.
Yeah, Zabka
doesn't do anything.
He's defending himself.
Yeah. He's just defending himself.
Yeah, and Daniel's the douche through the entire movie in this video. It's awesome.
That video is great. I mean, that blew me away, actually.
It reminds me of that thing that Patton Oswalt wrote years ago and had
about
it on his
Zabka.
Website. Yeah, about Billy Zabka and how in every movie he gets kind of fucked over by a greasy Italian kid.
I haven't seen
it's his whole story, and it's fucking great, yeah.
Oh, man.
So I thought if you Google William Zabka and Patton Oswalt, you should be able to find it because I don't know the link.
Did they talk about Red? Do you remember Red?
Is that in...
That's the BMX movie that he was also the bad guy
in. Oh, I've never seen that.
Yeah, I've never seen that either. I thought I had seen the entire
Just one
Billy
of the guys.
Zabka au revoir.
Well, that was close to my heart because I was a BMXer.
Oh.
I was of that age.
Just One of the Guys was close to my heart because that chick showed her tits.
Yeah. Oh.
Wait, Just One of the Guys?
Yeah.
Oh, is that the one where he goes, it's all right, everybody.
Yeah.
He's got tits.
Got tits.
Yeah. I want to know what happened to that actor. He still acts.
Oh, wasn't he like way into James Brown or something?
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, it was creepy how much he was into James Brown.
But I think that's when I started getting into James Brown. I'm like, why is this guy like James Brown so much?
And it had
and it worked
that
out.
Really creepy kid who just, as soon as his parents went out of town, he put Playboy pictures all over his wall and he was just...
Her brother.
Billy Jane, yeah.
Yeah.
I like that guy.
He's just all horned up.
Oh, no. The best, I remember a scene from that movie where he's on the phone in the house. And he's like, fuck you.
Yeah.
Up yours. Go to hell. And he hangs up and he goes, Mom says hi.
Yeah. Mom says hi.
That guy was on Silver Spoons, too.
Right. Wow. Look at us.
Who was
man.
On Silver Spoons?
That kid. Billy Jane.
That's his name? Billy Jane?
Yep.
What a name.
Who do you play on that? One of his friends?
Let's see here. Silver Spoons. Brad.
Yeah. No. The only Silver Spoons friends, well, there's two. There's Alfonso Ribeiro, who came after Jason Bateman left.
Oh, man.
Or he was the TV version of Parker Lewis Can't Lose, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Huh.
Wait, Parker Lewis Can't Lose was a movie,
but then they made a TV series, and Billy Jane was Parker Lewis.
Wait, I thought Parker Lewis was kind of roughly based on Ferris Bueller's Day.
No, it was Mikey Randolph, Parker Lewis's friend.
You know, the best William Zabka is an asshole movie, though, for me,
is
Back to School.
Oh, yeah,
absolutely.
It's just, that movie still holds up.
It's great.
You're a nouveau riche little fleeb.
Little fleeb. And the triple Lindy.
What does he say? He says, hey, I don't get, what does he say? I don't get mad.
I
don't get mad.
I get upset. When I get upset,
I don't get mad.
I get physical.
Yeah.
I get upset. When I get upset, he gets physical.
Right. That's Paulie.
Yep.
What's Paulie's name?
Burt Young.
Burt Young, yeah. Now that's a good name.
Last on The Sopranos.
What? That was his last role?
No, but he was on The Sopranos as one of the last major things.
Did he have that lousy Stick and X last watch with him?
No, but he played Bobby Gaultieri's father.
Oh,
Bobby Bacala's dad, Bobby Bacalieri.
Really?
Yeah, and it was only in one episode because he dies in it. There's this guy named Sally Balls who comes out and hits this fat guy in the head with a golf club.
Yeah.
And that guy turned out to be, the fat gay guy's brother.
Johnny Cakes,
whatever his name was. And so he's in the hospital. And so anyway, someone has to kill Sally Balls. And Bobby wants to do it. And Uncle Junior, has to, they give Uncle Junior the decision. So it ends up being Burt Young because he's got lung cancer. And he's
oh, okay.
And he goes, and he shoots him. And then he shoots, he goes, Mr. Buckley, don't shoot me. He goes, shut up, you fat speck. And then after he kills all the guys in the house, he sits down. He's, and he sees a pack of Marlboros and he lights one. He's like, but he's just so fucking alive again from killing somebody that he wants to smoke. And then, he smokes in a car and dies.
Yeah, I kind of remember that. And I can't remember if I remembered that it was Burt Young at the time.
Yeah, it's very difficult to remain a smoker after that episode, but I still do.
Right, your wife was just showing us her Klimt.
You and everyone else. Is that what he says?
She's showing it to everybody.
Hey, she's showing it to everyone.
Yours truly.
I can't do Rodney.
Yours truly.
Hey.
Jeff, you should be able to do him. You love Rodney.
I get no respect.
Did you ever see him?
No, I wish I had.
You know who knows all the Rodney jokes by heart?
Who?
John Mark.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah,
he's a big Rodney. He's a big... See, now, we need to have him in here on the show.
I invited him tonight. He's supposed to be sitting here right now.
But no. Have him on the show, and then he and Jeff can talk Rodney, because Jeff's a Rodney. You know all Rodney's jokes, don't you?
Yeah, probably.
Well, see, I've listened to so much Rodney, I should know all... Like, as soon as somebody starts a Rodney joke, I know it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, like, I know all of them, I just can't remember shit.
You remember in the mid-80s when... Or toward the late 80s.
Rapping Rodney?
Yeah, I know. But lip syncing was popular, and there was this show called Putting on the Hits.
No.
Well, they did. They had these lip syncing competitions. Yeah. They pop up every 10, 15 years in culture and get on TV.
Sure.
So this was on, they did it at a theater in Wellsboro, a town next to where we grew up. It was a movie theater, and they held this competition.
You know, that's the movie theater where I saw...
We're not going back to that, where he watched the movie.
Do you want bad reviews again?
I know what you did last time on the podcast, and I don't want to see it.
I know what you did during
Sorry,
I Know What You Did.
Family.
Because I pictured it.
Anyway. Okay.
Anyway. So we go there. Jeff did Rappin' Rodney.
Really?
On stage, he lip-synced it, and you
Holy
got booed.
Yeah. You got booed?
People were throwing shit at him.
Yeah.
But I loved it because our other friend Stu, he did it too. Yeah. My mom wouldn't give me the $20 to do it.
He sang Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah, yeah. Born in the USA.
Something like that.
Yeah, that's right, because he had the cut off denim thing and he was playing a guitar going, and he looked like a robot.
Yeah.
But I'm glad I didn't do it because mine would have been Desert Moon by Dennis DeYoung.
Oh, God.
I don't even know what the hell that
is. Yeah, don't. Yeah, it's terrible. So,
you know what I used to do with karaoke? She's a Lady.
Oh, yeah. I don't have the moves. Tom Jones is a hot motherfucker. Not now, but if you go back and look in the 70s, no wonder women were like, oh, Tom Jones.
I could see that. And the accent.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Welsh accent.
Why, Delilah?
Jeez.
That's a great song.
Yeah, that's a good one.
So, anyway, Jeff saw Deadpool, guys.
Oh, you're right. I knew we were going to get to something big here.
And none of us have seen it, so we don't want spoilers.
And nobody saw Hail Caesar, right?
Nope.
We were all supposed to go together. It all fell apart.
Mm-hmm.
And then we didn't go see it on our own either. Right?
I get invited to all these screenings. I can't go to them because I'm either recording or I'm working.
Well, it's good to be busy, man.
Yeah.
Deadpool was fucking awesome.
Yeah?
Fucking awesome.
I mean, flat out, 100%.
Awesome.
For a guy who 3 weeks ago didn't know that it was Marvel.
Well, I just made a mistake on that episode.
Uh-huh.
Right. It was just a fuck up.
I was really drunk that
He episode. Knew.
Yes.
Anyway,
it
so let's hear
it. Fucking awesome. From the opening credits to the Stan Lee cameo, which got a fucking applause break, which I've never seen before. Stan Lee.
What do you mean
cameo.
Applause break?
People fucking like started applauding when Stan Lee had his cameo in this movie.
I thought you meant like a break, like they stopped the film
like
for
the
a second.
The fucking audience was clapping, and you had to like, you know,
say shut up.
No, I mean you missed like a line or two because
that's what I'm talking about.
They were fucking hysterically laughing and clapping.
I gotta go see it
all the way to the end scene after the credits, which was inspired by Ferris Bueller.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Come on, he can tell that, right?
No, don't say what he said.
I want to know the Ferris Bueller thing.
Well, let's go. Well, go see
it. Inspired by that. You saw the end of Ferris Bueller. You remember what happens?
Deadpool isn't like the X-Men kind of movie. It's
but
you
it's
can
so
fucking
self-referential
that.
And fourth wall breaking, and God is fucking brilliant, amazing, awesome.
Now all the Deadpool fans are upset. The ones that have always been Deadpool fans, because like now more people are gonna like Deadpool.
Oh yeah, is that the deal with this thing?
Yeah, so I've been reading a lot of reviews.
I see.
There are comments like that on the internet.
Right. Now, why? I know this is a hard question. Why was it so great? I mean, not just on the surface stuff, but why do you think like they just got everything right with the humor?
Yep.
They got everything right with the tone.
Right.
The story was good.
And
the script was good.
It didn't take itself too seriously, and it was self-referential, and you know, making fun of Ryan Reynolds and Green Lantern, and
it made fun of Green Lantern. Don't spoil it with the joke. Okay.
How was T.J. Miller?
It was fucking great.
He's funny as fuck.
Yeah.
I think he's one of the best newer. I mean, I know he's not new, but. to me, I guess he
is. Yeah, I've liked him for a while.
Have we ever talked about Silicon Valley on the show?
I love Silicon Valley.
I've only watched a couple episodes, but I really need to watch the whole first season, don't I? Because it's so good, the ones I watched.
I'm a huge fan of everyone on that show. T.J. Miller, Commanding Johnny, and Martin Starr. I've liked him since
freaking weeks. Oh, Martin Starr. I know, man, that guy.
Well, I really like T.J. because I've met him.
Yeah.
One time when he came on the regular guy show, he's just the nicest fucking guy.
Oh, so he was cool to you.
Oh, he was very humble in between the segments, and he and Larry actually like had conversations and talked about what they were going to talk about next. And that was really rare when you had a comedian in there. If Larry and Eric knew him, or you know, when it was just Larry and he knew him, they could have conversations one on one. But this guy was new and they just hit it off. So
really?
I thought that was pretty impressive. Yeah.
That's cool.
I mean, on both of their parts, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, digressing.
No, there was something else I was going to say about Silicon Valley, but I guess I forgot.
You know, I got to watch it because it's Mike Judge, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is he in it?
No, he might have a cameo.
Yeah. Well, when Silicon Valley, I was so disenfranchised with just comedies. I'm really hard to please comedy-wise.
I am very hard to please.
You know, like Arrested Development was like the last thing I thought was my type of humor, you know? Mm-hmm. And Silicon Valley came along and I was like, all right, I like this.
There were a couple network comedies this year that I thought were funny. The one with Rob Lowe and the kid from The Wonder Years. The guy from The Wonder Years.
Yeah, Fred Savage.
Yeah, the show was about a guy who was on a Law & Order type show.
Right.
And he got fired and his brother's a real lawyer.
I saw the promos for it, but I didn't.
Yeah, I haven't watched it either.
It was good?
Was it Grandfather? No, that's the
No, that show John wasn't Stamos funny. Show. I didn't like it. God, I can't remember what it is.
I'm not going to trust any network shit. It never works out.
No, but Rob Lowe is funny in it, and it's a good show. By the fourth or fifth show, I didn't like it. Just like with Supergirl, I quit watching that.
So what more for Deadpool? Anything else we should say, or just go see it?
That's go it. See it.
Yeah?
I saw an IMAX, too. I don't think that affected my opinion of it.
Atlantic Station.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to ask you about that. You had some sort of media badge. How'd you get that?
Oh, they handed those out to everybody at the end of the movie. It was just like a kind of little poster thing, but it was printed on like card.
It's a little tchotchke for seeing the movie on it.
And they gave you a little mini, like.
Well, how did you get in on
the inch and a half Deadpool figure?
Oh, cool!
It is the largest single day opening for an R-rated movie in history.
Really?
Uh huh. And they're saying that it could break the weekend record.
It made $12.7 million just on Thursday night.
Now, did they go? That's just based on cash, right? Just how much money it made?
Ticket sales.
Ticket sales. Yeah, I guess that's true. You can't dodge ticket sales. You know, you can make an argument for how much money it made just because everything's friggin' inflated now.
Yeah, I mean, Star Wars in 1977 hasn't made as much money as this movie made.
The IMAX theater was sold out, even like all the seats in the front, you know. Yeah.
Well, I had that experience.
Super close.
How horrible that would be.
Yeah.
No, and they're saying that could be the all-time biggest opening weekend for an R-rated movie is The Last Temptation of Christ.
Really?
The movie Mel Gibson made about Irish people killing his savior.
No, that's not Last Temptation. That's
I'm sorry, not Last Temptation of Christ.
Passion of the Christ.
Yeah, I didn't mean to drag your people in.
I like Last Temptation.
That is a good movie, especially David Bowie.
The Willem Dafoe. Oh, David Bowie's in it?
Yeah, he's Pontius Pilate.
But Keitel is Judas.
Yeah, I know.
That is the best.
Why
don't you get the fuck out of here?
The thing and get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Thelma and Louise, come back. I don't want to hurt any of you.
That's not bad.
Thelma, you get your butt home now.
Hi there, Miss Thelma. Miss Louise. Brad Pitt's first movie.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't his first movie, but first movie where Brad Pitt was like, had his shirt off and his glistening abs. I liked him better as the stoner.
Yeah, I guess that was the first movie I considered men.
True romance. Yes.
Condescend me, man.
Yo, right. With the honey bear.
No, you go way, way down. No, you take a left. the honey bear.
So you, a part Italian and part N-word.
Eggplant.
Eggplant.
Yeah. I wipe this eggplant off my face.
I love that commercial. That Super Bowl commercial. Where the guy goes into his walk-in closet.
No, this one I don't know. I had to watch them all on YouTube.
The Walk-In Closet.
Oh, The Walk-In Closet?
Yeah.
I don't remember that one.
And it's, you didn't see that one?
No.
But Christopher Walken is in his closet. He's like,
no, I didn't see this. This was this year?
Life is more than socks.
No, I didn't see Google that. It. You didn't see that one, Jeff? Yeah.
Maybe they didn't. I mean, I saw it on a string of, because I couldn't watch the Super Bowl. I was at work. So I watched the YouTube video with all the commercials in it.
Did you see the Prius commercial with the wire?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was great. I had that in the intro.
Yeah.
A piece of that in the intro. That was fucking, I'm like watching it going, wait a minute. I know that's that guy.
The guy from OJ.
Liked our tweets.
What's his name? Bauer.
Yeah. Chris Bauer.
Chris Bauer. Jeff said it, sent him a tweet or tagged him in a tweet, whatever you call
it. I said maybe you should try playing a cop sometime. And he liked that.
And he
tweet.
Liked it. And then I replied with a picture of, God, what's his name? Major Valchek.
Right.
From season two, the one.
Yeah.
Stay away from the docks.
No, I said, you go back to the docks. What's that thing?
Steve Dorr.
Yeah, Stevedore.
Right.
And he liked that one too.
Oh, cool, man.
So, you know, I love it when celebrities.
But it's not just him. It's the entire second season of The Wire.
Well, it's his nephew and his son.
The guy that's on
Generation Kill.
Yeah. You know who I mean. The guy that was on that boxing show.
Oh, yeah, the tall guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he played the creepy guy on Law & Order SVU. Going down a tunnel here.
I know. You saw Generation Kill?
Look up his name, would you, Jeff? Generation Kill on HBO?
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
It had that guy from one of those weird brothers from Sweden in it. Skarsgård,
yeah. Oh, from True Blood.
Yeah, that guy.
Right. Oh, and the little wiry kid from The Wire.
The Wire, yeah.
Is that who you're mm-hmm. talking about? Okay.
He was great. That show was fucking really underrated, and people don't talk about Generation Kill like they talk about The Wire. They're not in the same league, but they are both good. Generation Kill was good.
Right. And I was talking to a guy I kind of know once who...
Yeah, Leif Schreiber's brother, Pablo Schreiber.
Pablo Schreiber. Oh, he's also on Orange is the New Black.
Right.
Ah. Well, I was going to say, a guy I know that was in the Army and did a couple tours, you know, over there. And we were just talking about different shows that, you know, depict that stuff. And he goes, Generation Kill. He goes, that's the one that's real.
Like the first part, in 2003, they went in, they fucking kicked Iraq's ass, and then immediately they had to disengage.
He just said everything about that show really represents what it's like being out there. So that was kind
of
cool.
Speaking of movies about Iraq wars, when I met Ice Cube, I said, you know, the other day I watched Three Kings, and I just fucking, that's one of my favorite movies. I told him, I said, you're so great in that. Everybody's so good. Did you like make that movie? He went, hell yeah.
I know. That's a movie that I saw, you know, a couple times, thought it was one of the greatest things ever, and then I haven't seen it in like 20 years.
Yeah, watch it again.
It's never on anything anywhere.
I actually paid to rent it off of on demand because I just wanted to see it. But you know who's really, and I don't like Clooney a lot.
I thought we saw that in the theater.
We did.
Yeah.
But I wanted to watch it recently.
You wanted to watch it again?
Yeah. Clooney is really good in it, and I'm not a fan of his in a lot of movies. I mean, it takes the right director and the right film for me to like him.
Yeah.
Like, I'm definitely not going to see this Money Monster movie.
Well, other reasons.
No, we do the guy to go see Hail Caesar, though.
Yeah, so. Hail Caesar, that's a typical... He's a good performer, I guess, but everybody in that movie is good. Marky Mark.
Wahlberg.
That's right.
Yeah, why can't I think of his name? Jesus.
And who was the girl, the reporter, that he was banging at the beginning?
Oh, shit, who was it?
It's somebody we know, or that people...
Which one? Who was banging her?
Clooney was. Remember, they were like in the... In the little TV, the mobile TV van. Or
it certainly
like
wasn't
that.
Nora Dunn.
No.
Who was in that movie. Do you remember Nora Dunn?
Yeah.
She played like the Christiana.
Judy Greer? Was it Judy Greer?
I don't know. Like I said, I haven't seen that movie in like 20 years. It's
Christiana Amanpour type of reporter. Yeah. She played her. The sour-faced, dark-haired, older reporter.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember now. Yeah.
She was on Saturday Night Live in the 80s, and she's the one that boycotted the show because...
Dice?
Andrew Dice Clay was
Nora
Dunn.
Nora Dunn.
Talented, though. She did those funny lounge singer things.
Wait, are you
saying Chan Hooks.
A female's funny?
Huh.
Yeah, they can be.
Oh, okay.
Hey, speaking of Hail Caesar for a second, have you guys noticed that the reviews have not been that great, actually?
The reviews of Coen films are always bad, but the films are great.
Not always.
Not always.
When they are, you know that you're going to like it.
What's that one about with George Clooney, though, and John Goodman, and it's all that bluegrass music and stuff?
Oh, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou.
Right, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou got like the worst reviews.
Really?
Got an F in Entertainment Weekly.
Really?
But it's a fucking great movie.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, but I don't know. I've been reading a lot of stuff where people are like, look, I'm a huge Cohen fan, and this one is bored the shit out of me.
I don't know. People didn't like Burn after reading it. I thought it was fucking awesome.
Yeah. I never saw that.
Especially the end when... well, I guess that's it.
You're glistening...
Huh?
Your glistening man boy crush got shot in the face?
No.
Oh.
That was funny. But I'm talking about the very end when... God, who's the guy from Oz? He just won an Oscar last year. I mean, from Oz. He's in the We Are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum. What is his name? Well, I'm fucking...
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
I know, but I feel like a moron for not knowing these guys' names.
Whiplash.
Huh?
Whiplash? Yeah.
Yeah, what's his name, though?
I know, I forget.
Symptoms of whiplash. Personal comprehensive care specializing in whiplash injuries. Massage therapy.
Just go to IMDb.
Go to IGotYourBack.com/whiplash.
J.K. Simmons.
Yes.
Aha.
J.K. Simmons, who used to be one of the M&Ms.
Schillinger.
Schillinger. Hey, Fish.
Now, that reminds me of another Coen Brothers film, Lady Killers.
I haven't seen that one.
That's good.
It is on Netflix right now, and it's in my queue.
Check it out.
Tom Hanks, right?
Yeah, Tom Hanks.
Now, you guys couldn't like Simple Man, could you?
Who's in that?
That's the Billy Bob Thornton black and white one.
Yeah, that was a good movie.
No. Oh, I didn't mean that one then. I know what you're talking about. No. A Simple Plan?
A Simple Plan?
No.
They didn't do that.
That's a good movie, though.
The Jewish one. The one.
The Jewish one?
Yeah, there's a Jewish one.
They're Jewish.
I know, but there's a specifically Jewish
Barton Fink?
Movie. No.
He's a man. We wrestled.
Billy Minora and the Minora twins.
This guy, Inside he's a Jewish guy, Davis. And he's getting a divorce.
Raising Arizona?
No.
Raising Arizona. It's hot. It's a dry heat.
Wait, it's on the tip. It sounds
the
like
man
a
who wasn't
man.
There.
Man who wasn't there is the Billy Bob Thornton.
Right.
So this is a Simple Man.
Okay.
Simple Man?
No. Who plays it? Who's in the movie?
That's another thing. All right. It's like...
Serious Man.
Serious Man.
That's a great movie.
All right. See, then I was wrong.
Who's in it? I haven't seen that.
I liked it, but...
Yeah. What's the guy's name?
I never met anybody else who did like it.
Michael Stuhlbarg?
Yeah, he was on Boardwalk Empire as Lucky Luciano.
Maybe? Oh, right. Yes. Right. Yes.
Michael Schoenberg, yeah.
Yes.
That young guy?
No, the...
Lucky Luciano was...
Not Lucky Luciano. Rothberg.
Oh,
right. Yeah, okay.
So
Arnold Rothstein.
Yeah. Rothstein. Right. Okay, Rothstein. Okay. Rothstein, who, Rothberg.
Yeah, the guy who threw the...
Yeah, a Serious Man is a hysterical movie, especially coming from the Jewish point
sort
of view, don't you think?
Well,
so you half liked it?
Yeah, I only half liked
you
it.
Only
at the end of the film, though, in the credits, it says no Jews were harmed during the filming of this movie.
Jeff only lights 4 candles on his menorah every other day.
I'm only half circumcised.
Maybe someday, Jeff.
Jeff used to get mad at me.
Full member of the tribe.
Jeff used to get mad at me because he had gotten this Hanukkah gift from his grandfather. It was a police light. And I always called it a siren. And I go, oh, look at that cool siren. And one day he just got really mad and he said, it's not a siren, it's a light. Do you remember that?
No. And that was.
Do you still have it?
No. Well, he remembers that. That was obviously a.
I remember
a big moment.
Probably I remember. Well, I remember a lot of things, but I remember when he got mad because he would always yell.
Would he yell?
Yeah, you'd get real mad and you'd rah!
See, I don't see that.
Well, sirens make noise and lights light up. See, that's how it works.
That would piss me the fuck off too, man.
I know.
I mean, what's wrong with you?
I don't know. I'm a fucking jerk.
All right, so Hail Caesar, he saw Deadpool.
Fucking amazing.
I saw Madoff.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
I didn't watch it either.
Is it even worth talking about? I mean, I thought it was pretty good. I liked it, but if you guys didn't see it.
I'm never going to watch
it. Richard Dreyfuss plays Madoff.
I'm Richard Dreyfuss.
And I don't know, it was good. It was just two nights, two-hour segments, and it pretty much just told the story. It was kind of interesting.
Who played who?
Well, Charles Grodin's in it, which was kind of, he plays...
Cigarettes are killers, Jack. I can't fly. What do you mean you can't fly? I can't fly.
Are you familiar with the term articular sclerosis, cholesterol? Why would you eat that? Because it tastes good.
I love that movie.
That's Living in Denial.
Joe Pantoliano's in that movie.
Joey Pants?
Yep. I interviewed him. I'm going to dig that one up.
Yeah?
Because I want to, because I have the raw.
I think interview. I remember that. That wasn't that long ago, was it?
Well, yeah, it was well over a year ago.
Oh, well, I meant like it wasn't 15 years ago.
No. But no, it was one of my favorites because I kept bringing up the roles of his I liked. And he's like, yes. Yeah.
No, I loved hearing that, man, because I'm a big fan of his. My sister had something to do with him, like casting.
She fucking?
No, she's a casting agent.
That was a horrible question.
That was pretty bad.
You texted me and asked me if I was watching Madoff, and I was like, no, I'm watching Night Shift because I'd rather invest my time in a Fonzie scheme.
I'm glad you brought that up because I forgot about that, and that was fucking perfect.
That was funny. I laughed harder at it now than I did when I saw that tweet. It was funny.
Lewis Black is in it, which he's another actor where it's like, there's no getting around it. Whatever he's going to be in, you're just going to say, well, that's Lewis Black.
Yeah, he's not an actor.
He's not an actor. Well, but even if he can act well, it's like,
I don't like that because it makes me upset.
And he was doing that shtick.
That old shtick where he's waving his fingers.
Right. I mean, I think he's funny sometimes, you know, some of his earlier stuff, but anyway.
I banged the chick that he used to bang.
No way.
So what does that mean? You're Luke Dogwalker. 2 degrees from...
Luke Dogwalker?
Yeah, don't you remember Luke Dogwalker?
I do remember her, but I didn't know she banged Lewis Black.
When
is that her profession?
Jeff and I lived at...
No, she actually worked at a comedy club.
Yeah. Oh. Jeff and I worked at this... Jeff and I lived together in this apartment complex in Sandy Springs, and she was our upstairs neighbor. Oh. And I used to see her walking her dog. I always thought she was cute.
Yeah.
Of course, that time I was just too lazy to ever ask anybody out. Anyway.
Too lazy or...
And so Jeff and
we
I...
We never knew her name, though.
We never knew her name. We called her Luke Dogwalker.
She was always out walking her dog.
Why not?
And then I saw her one night working at a comedy club, and I asked her out. And it was cool because that night, the same night, some chick asked Jeff out.
Oh,
and,
look at you.
Yeah, that was weird.
Yeah?
Yeah, so.
It was just weird.
That's it?
I'll put that really long bomb sound effect in right here. That was long and loud, wasn't it? Which is the opposite of my sexual experience.
No, nice. Good for you.
Deprecation. Anyway, so I ended up hooking up with that chick, and she told me that she was with Lewis Black at the same time.
And, at the same time as you were dating her?
Well, she was hanging out with him. I mean, come on. If you're banging a guy like that. He had money
you're
and everything.
You're like Eskimo Brothers with a bunch of famous people now.
Yeah, but he wasn't living here.
No, when he would come to town.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
You're Eskimo Brothers with Steven Soderbergh, aren't you?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, I don't know what Eskimo Brothers means.
Well, obviously it means you're Eskimo banging Brothers. The same chick as somebody else. That's famous. Does it have to be famous or just somebody?
You didn't watch The League?
No.
You never watched The League?
No.
I didn't like The League.
Dudes.
Sorry, man.
Dudes.
There's only so many shows to watch.
Dude, but I know. The League was hysterical.
The only reason I like The League is because George Lowe did the voice for it.
Right.
And I support George Lowe.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, The League was awesome.
Well, anyway.
But anyway, one character on that show has dedicated his life to culling his Eskimo brotherhood with everybody else in the world.
So oh, yeah.
He's got this EBDB. Which is the Eskimo Brothers database.
Really?
So, like, if he needs something, like, he goes to one of his Eskimo Brothers, and, you know, he ends up being Eskimo Brothers with a bunch of football players and famous people.
Really?
And stuff.
That's a pretty good idea. No, yeah. I don't want to get into that myself.
But, yeah, the Eskimo Brothers is, like, if you've both been with the same lady.
Oh, okay.
Is there a statute of limitations? Like, could it be somebody
forever.
That was with them?
No, yeah. You know the studies that came out that every man that a woman has sex with leaves a little bit of DNA in her body.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Well.
If it's done right.
Even like forever?
Yeah.
Really?
Unless, you know, like especially without a condom is what I'm saying.
Well,
I just saw the study.
Like forever. Like
yeah.
A chick that I hooked up with in high school has
yes.
My DNA in it.
Where does it end up, though? In her butt?
Just. No.
Depends.
I mean, that's how you get it in there. Yeah. In a year.
Weren't we going to have Alex Jones come in?
Yeah, I don't know why you wanted Alex Jones here today.
Well, I wanted to hear about the reptilians. Do you know about the reptilians?
You mean this conspiracy theory that some human beings are actually reptile people from outer space?
See, this is something I could believe in.
I don't think so.
Why?
Because I don't believe in that.
He doesn't believe in that.
Can you
Alex
tell me
doesn't?
Anything about when the U.S. shifted off the gold standard... Every citizen in America due to, based on your birth certificate, has a bank account somewhere that has $630,000 in it that you can access somehow.
What?
You heard of that?
No.
It's a conspiracy theory. I was just reading about the other
thing. Does Alex know about that?
Folks, here's a thing I wanted to tell you.
Okay.
If you
the Reclamation?
The Reclamation Act of 2015 entitles you access to a secret bank account that was created, and you were born after the United States went off the gold standard. Speaking of which, you could buy these gold doubloons in $10 increments.
Plus, I haven't listened to him in a while. I don't know that I got the voice anymore.
What is he even on? I've never listened to him.
Infowars.com.
Well, that's right, Infowars.
He has his own network, man. He is on a lot of radio stations. They just don't carry him around.
I have bought seeds.
Get your very own seed vault at AlexJetInfowars.com. Folks, we got to stop these people.
Jay, he was on Howard, and he did that whole crying routine.
Yeah, you know what? I heard that one. That was a few years ago.
And they made a prank call with...
Richard made a prank call
using sound clips. God, man.
So what? He was on and he was crying for real?
Yeah, well, he was doing that whole... It was after he was on Piers Morgan and he lost his mind.
1776.
Oh, that. Yeah, I forgot about that whole thing. That's right. Yeah, the 1776.
Piers Morgan. How long have we been shooting the shit here?
Oh, right. 45 minutes.
45 minutes. Let's take a break.
Yeah, so I can blow my nose. Jeez.
Yeah, I'll take a break so I can blow my load.
All right. That's it, folks.
All she said.
Yeah, we're not going to talk about that.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, we'll be right back.
If you like this podcast, please subscribe to us on iTunes and like us and give us ratings. We'll read them at the end of the show. Also, follow us on Twitter at @radio_labyrinth and on Facebook, Radio Labyrinth.
Hi there.
Nice. And we're back.
And we're back. And it's gone.
Oh, shit.
What was that bomb noise in the
intro?
Intro thing.
You mean the real long one, offensively long one that was loud?
Yes.
I put that in there because the clip I played before it was from Zoolander 2, and I predicted that movie is going to bomb.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it'll bomb because people will hate it, or you think it just won't make any money at the box office?
First of all, it's opening against Deadpool.
Oh, yeah.
And the new Michael Moore documentary.
Yeah. Who to invade next?
Yeah. Actually, it looks funny.
Yeah, I mean, I saw the trailer. So what does he do? He goes to different countries that are actually doing well?
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I saw the preview for it, and I'm like, okay. He sometimes is really funny, but his movies over the last 15, 20 years have been really... Nah.
Right. I haven't seen, you know, the later ones.
Uh-huh.
I saw Bowling for Columbine and
I didn't like that one.
I think Sicko was the last one I saw.
Sicko.
About the healthcare.
Yeah, we saw that in the theater.
Did you?
Yeah.
I think that was the last one I saw and I was like,
Had enough of you. Dude, where's my country? I followed Roger Smith all over Michigan.
That's right. Roger and you.
Roger and me. That was a good movie though.
That was.
So what else is new?
I don't know. We're going to do the reviews?
I thought we were going to do the reviews at the end. Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
No, we're going to do the reviews first.
You got your iTunes open? Because that one at the end you should read.
Oh,
there's two shorter ones I could read, or I could read one and Ira could read one. And
I can't read anything.
Ira doesn't know how to read. I keep forgetting that.
Right?
I'm
Dungry.
I am Dungry.
You're ducking me now. You're ducking me.
So,
oh wait, shit. We could play Who Died? Who Died?
Well, yeah, we could. Nobody.
There wasn't a lot of big ones.
Really?
There's a couple.
I thought people died.
Did you guys watch OJ? Die.
OJ was great.
Yeah, the second OJ episode two, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, the chase.
The OJ chase in the Bronco.
I
had to sit there. I was sitting there with my girlfriend, and I said, "Why do they keep showing Tom Brokaw on NBC?" And she goes, "They have to because it was the NBA playoffs."
Right, and they mentioned that thing that you talked about, Ira, about them putting it in a box.
That was Jenner's.
Yeah,
that talked about that.
Oh, yeah.
Rob talked about that.
I like that little piece there. And living with somebody who works in television and does breaking news and shit, she was like, "Oh wow, that's how they used to do it." But the guy was like, the producer was arguing with him.
I know. Yeah, that was good. Now, remember the first week we talked about how they put in a little bit of the Kardashian stuff to kind of...
There was a lot of it in this one.
A lot of Kardashians.
Well, that's the thing.
There.
So I thought that was kind of cool in the first one. Like, all right, you can bring in the millennials, you know, and
right.
some younger people could relate to this a little bit because it's a,
we know who they are.
Episode two, they were beating you over the head with it.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh,
Daddy's
no.
on TV.
Yeah, yeah. And then the whole song that they did.
Yeah.
Right, the K-A.
Yes.
I was like, all right, okay, take it easy now.
Schwimmer's killing it, though, too.
Yeah.
Their dad.
Travolta is, too.
And Cuba.
Everybody's killing it, man. I felt sorry for OJ during the chase.
I don't know if I ever got to that point.
The Cuba's performance, man, it was so strong.
And Malcolm Jamal Warner.
Yeah, we were sitting there watching it the other night, and KP looks up at the TV, and she goes, is that Theo driving the Bronco? And I said, Theo who? And she said, Theo Huxtable. And I looked at the TV and I went, oh, yeah, that's right. And it was weird because I've seen Malcolm Jamal Warner every week, well, 2 weeks in the credits. And I've been looking for him, and I didn't even put it together.
Okay, see, this week was the first week I noticed him in the credits. I was like, oh, he's in this? And then, yeah, I saw him. No, I didn't know the whole thing about the double Broncos.
Right, two Broncos. Yeah. He wants to be OJ. He's a fourth-rate linebacker, and AC, OJ.
Right. So, yeah, how Marsha Clark said, how is he driving the Bronco? We impounded it.
Yeah.
They said, no, he bought one. He
just
bought
like an identical. OJ.
Yeah. I was like, oh, I never knew that. Did you guys know that?
No.
I don't remember.
This is a very informative television program. We're learning many things.
We are learning all sorts of things about our past here. And, you know, that's what it is.
So what
about Travolta's Robert Shapiro?
Yeah. He's good.
Yeah, I like those eyebrows.
With that whole press conference thing and how everybody's getting so pissed off at him.
I love how you see Johnny Cochran kind of weaseling his way. He's like, I ain't going to do nothing. But you didn't hear that point of view, and that's one thing you didn't know back then, how he just kind of weaseled his way in there.
Sure, why not?
We're not going to make this about race.
Very understated Travolta.
Yeah.
Speaking of Travolta, you know, did you guys watch that Republican debate last Saturday?
No, I know.
They had the weird, awkward intro.
Ben Carson wouldn't go out. Well, he missed his cue.
He didn't hear his name, so he just stood there. And Donald Trump came out and stood next to him for a minute and put his arm around his shoulder, and then he went out.
Oh, I know what you're going to talk about.
And Jeb Bush walked by, and he's like, hey, what's up, or whatever. He just patted him on the shoulder. He was a condescending Bush move. But someone made a GIF out of it.
A GIF.
Is it a GIF or a GIF?
That's a
the
debate,
dude that invented it says it's GIF, but everybody else in the entire universe says it's GIF.
I say GIF.
I say GIF also.
Well, if the guy who invented it says GIF, I'll say GIF.
Well, right. GIF is peanut butter.
I'll be sure and get you a nice GIF for your birthday.
Nice.
Okay, well, whatever. GIF.
Of Travolta doing the...
They
made fun of it on Saturday Night Live, too.
Yeah, but they do the John Travolta is everywhere. And
where he's walking into Marcellus's house, right?
Yeah, and he's doing that thing. It's from Pulp Fiction.
Yeah.
Hello.
It's fucking great.
He's all high.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That was perfect. I was like, oh, my God, how do people think of this shit?
I know. And who said something? Somebody posted on my Facebook page that GIF technology is getting ridiculous.
Yeah. It is.
It is.
Yeah, and there's a lot of GIF out there. GIFs and GIFs. What did you say about something a second ago?
Oh, about it being on Saturday Night Live?
Yeah.
Fun of Ben Carson?
Yeah, that was a good Saturday Night Live.
So you watched it? Yeah, I didn't watch it.
1975 actually weren't bad.
Oh, yeah?
They were a little weird, but, you know.
Did they play that song that we played a zillion times?
I don't know.
Oh.
He was kind of like Morrissey, but he was like really, I don't know. I didn't hate it. I was like, I feel bad I made fun of them.
Yeah, Bernie Sanders was good.
Yeah, Bernie Sanders was good.
I was at Fat Meds.
You were at Fat.
I was shoving
across
ribs.
The street at Skinny Tatami's,
playing the Reds.
Yep.
I was at Just Right Gyms.
Just Right. There you go.
Yeah, it was good. I thought Larry David was really funny. A lot of the sketches were funny. What was the video? Oh, the Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah, the Burn Your Enthusiasm.
Burn Your Enthusiasm was very funny. All the impressionists were great, especially what's her face is Susie Essman.
Yeah.
What's that chick's name? Welcome to the Guys with Alzheimer's podcast, where we talk about
things. Seriously.
Was that Vanessa Bayer that did Susie Essman?
No, Vanessa Bayer did the Super Bowl commercial. It was actually an X-Files promo.
Pizza,
yeah.
Pizza rolls.
Uh-huh. Tino's pizza rolls. Honey!
The TV wasn't even on. They cheered and yelled for nothing.
Well, let's talk commercials then.
Okay.
Super Bowl commercials. What do we got?
Puppy Monkey Baby.
Well, first of all, overall, was anybody impressed with the lot that we had this year? of commercials?
I think that they're all so funny and good now, and a lot of them are so well done that nothing really stands out.
Yeah, I don't know. I was a little disappointed this year. Usually there's at least a handful where I'm like dying laughing.
See, here's
and
my
that
thing.
Didn't happen this year.
I didn't get to watch the Super Bowl.
I didn't either, but you
what was the Snickers commercial? They did a new one.
Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah.
Where it was Willem Dafoe.
That's stupid.
Yeah, but I like the line at the end where they had the guy under the grate. Did you see that?
No, I didn't see that.
They had the guy under the grate with the fan blowing up the dress.
Oh, yeah.
That guy was somebody. Who was that guy?
I don't know, but he was like, these guys are morons. This will never make it in the movie.
God,
this scene will never make it into the movie.
Yeah, it was a famous person, though.
It was? I didn't know.
Yeah. You can look it up.
Yeah, I don't know.
You think he had something to do with the original movie? Was that Like It Hot?
Google Marilyn Monroe Snickers.
Or Willem Dafoe Snickers.
I'll
have to watch the whole commercial here, though.
I kind of like the Jeff Goldblum one where he's going up there.
With
Wheezy.
Lil Wayne.
Where he stops and he's like, wait a second. George? Wheezy?
It's George Washington.
He's like, we're just grilling some beans.
And
he goes, hold on. Beans don't burn.
The whole Jefferson
thing. That was cute, man.
And we're going up and up and up and up and up.
Yeah, God.
It was Eugene Levy, Levy.
That's right, yeah. Eugene Levy.
Oh.
I love Goldblum, though. Especially now, speaking of GIFs, that scene in Jurassic Park is now a meme where he's like, ha-ha.
Oh, really?
Ha-ha. There's a half an hour, or no, there's a 3-hour video on YouTube of him just going, ha-ha.
Now, did you ever hear the story about those gigs that he does?
No.
In New York or somewhere?
No.
Where he plays piano at some little bar, like, every week.
Uh-huh.
And it's like a thing to go there, and he just does that the whole time. He just improvs and does little quirky things and tells little stories, and then he just mingles with the crowd afterward, like, every week.
Oh, shit, I'd love to go to that.
Oh, I know. And they say it's great, and then they interviewed him, and he's like, yeah, you know, this is, like, the greatest thing ever. I just play my stuff, and people come, and...
I sit down at the piano, and I play.
Have you watched The Fly recently?
No.
Like, any time recently?
No.
Were you ever a fan?
I loved it, yeah. I've seen it 100 times.
Well, so have I. I did happen to watch it probably last year, and for some reason it was not holding up for me.
Oh, the special effects aren't any good.
Well, it wasn't even
well, they
that.
Were, but they're not really.
It was like the writing or something. I was like, what? I don't know.
Seth.
It wasn't doing it for me.
Seth. You're going to play this thing for you real quick.
But remember when she gave birth to the maggot?
Yeah, that was gross.
I think that haunted me for a long time.
Why is there no sound? Oh, you have me turned down. I want to play this thing real quick. Let me see. Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
This is the scene when they're in the helicopter.
So you two, dig up dinosaurs?
Oh.
Try to.
Yo. Wait, it gets better. And it's just like that for 3 hours.
You've watched the entire thing, haven't you?
No, I have not. Yeah, I go to bed playing it.
That's pretty good. People are out there. They just sit there and do this stuff.
I liked Puppy Monkey Baby. Everyone hated it. I was just like, this is ridiculous.
It didn't bother me
at all. Of course it's ridiculous, and that's why you like it. You know,
Puppy Monkey Baby.
And I bet you that drink's going to be good.
That's Mountain Dew. I'd rather have crab juice.
Well, what's the whole concept? It's three things that are awesome or something?
Juice, and electrolytes.
So babies, monkeys, and puppies are supposed to be...
I don't know. I would rather have crab juice.
It was one of those commercials that makes you go, okay.
You know? Whatever.
Yeah. But, yeah, I thought that was cute.
I really like the walking one. Of course, I do the...
I didn't see that one. But
Kevin Nealon. Who's what's that comedian, Kevin, who does all the...
Kevin Hart.
No, it does the good impressions.
Kevin Pollak.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Kevin Pollak, Christopher Walken.
Yeah. Now, he did... I heard Kevin Pollak on a podcast once, and he said he and his impression buddies play this game called One Word Impression.
Yeah. I just saw that the other day.
Did you?
Uh-huh.
Where he said, you just have to do one word of an impression and you have to guess what it is.
Nah,
but it has to be totally out of context.
Yeah.
You know, it's like not a word that that person that you're doing an impression of would normally say.
So what's the one you just did, Jeff?
Nagada.
What's that?
George Bush Sr.
Nagada.
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 He said, he goes, you know, do Liam Neeson. And he said, bananas.
Yes. Bananas.
Bananas.
Yeah, he says, bananas.
Is that what he said? Yeah. Bananas.
Bananas.
Yeah, that's good shit.
Liam Neeson.
Now, there was the...
That was a good commercial.
Funny Liam Neeson joke in Deadpool, too.
Nah, oh, yeah? Don't spoil it.
I'm not spoiling. I'm just saying it was funny.
The Doritos commercial with the ultrasound.
Now, that pissed off Gnarl.
Who?
The National Association of Reproductive...
Yeah,
blah,
well,
blah,
I knew
blah,
that
blah.
Would piss somebody off, but it
you know
was funny.
You know why? Because they said it personalized a fetus.
Whatever.
Oh, yeah?
It's a fucking commercial.
Yeah, I know.
Well, and it was a homemade commercial, too, because they have that contest.
But, right. You know, they go out and say there's Doritos is at war with women's health issues. Geez. Like, fuck you.
I just love that guy. He's sitting there eating... She's like, you believe this?
Yeah.
We're at the ultrasound. He's eating Doritos.
Yeah.
he's giving her this look like, uh-huh. Yeah? Yeah, it was good. They all scream at the end.
Those were really, a lot of them didn't stick out to me as much.
Nah.
I didn't see the halftime show either. Did you guys watch that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was all right.
Well, first of all, Lady Gaga was phenomenal, I have to admit.
She sang the national anthem, right?
Mm. Her lipstick was phenomenal.
She had the...
It was red, right?
Yeah, she looked like... Somebody made a comment that she looked... Something right out of Hunger Games.
Oh, okay.
You know. But no, she was, it was great. And then, halftime show. Look, I'm not a fan of Coldplay, so, and I'm not a fan. I like Bruno Mars, but he wasn't, I like when Bruno Mars does his throwback stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like when he does his James Brown and his, you know, Little Richard impressions and stuff. But this wasn't that, so I wasn't really into it.
Peeps and Amatsu were saying they should have had Metallica because Metallica are from San Francisco.
Oh, yeah.
And Metallica did a free show in the parking lot.
Really?
Metallica was on Billions. I've been watching Billions since you talked about it a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yeah, Jeff
it's
liked
really
that opening
fucking
scene.
Good,
but
yeah.
Is it a good show?
Yeah, it's really good.
All right, I'll have to watch it.
Oh, so you haven't watched it?
They go to a Metallica concert, and Metallica actually is on the show. And
oh, cool.
Do a little, like, concert. I do like a private concert for the billionaire guy.
Mm-hmm.
Just him and his buddies just get on a plane and fly to Vancouver, and Metallica plays like a private show for him just in backstage.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Yeah.
That would be awkward, though, wouldn't it?
It's pretty cool, man.
What tune did they play? Do you remember? Something new? Something you would know?
No.
No Enter Sandman? No.
I think it might have been Enter Sandman.
Ride the Lightning? Nothing?
Enter Night!
I saw Wilco last night.
Oh, yeah. I was going to ask you about that.
Was
Tabernacle?
Oh, it's fucking great. The seats were awesome. Well, we didn't have
seats. I was across the street seeing Roger.
Yeah.
Should have expected that.
Yes. Could
have. Yeah, like Wilco is a band that I've always really respected, and I think what they do is great, and they're great songwriting, great songs, but I've never, like, gotten into them, though.
Well, here's the bummer thing. If, if you don't have their new record, which I do...
You can download it for free, I think.
No, I have it.
They're giving it away.
Yeah, but that's not the point. The point is, if you don't have it, and you haven't listened to it, and you're going to see Wilco, the first 40 minutes of the show are going to be interesting for you, but you're not going to sing along with anything.
Right.
And that was the first 40 minutes
of
the show.
Well, that's every band.
Nah, they usually mix their stuff in together.
Sure, you got to.
But this tour, they're playing the whole album.
So what did...
They play the whole new album before they play any old stuff?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's what I was saying.
You got to mix up some old ones in there.
Yeah. Yeah, that's cool. But it was fine. I mean, the songs are great. I mean, the performance is great. He's happy looking. Everybody's having a good time. And then, you know, they got into some of the songs that you knew. And, of course, we couldn't stay for the whole show because, you know, she has to get up at 2 in the morning.
Jeez.
We ended up getting up at 3:30, but anyway.
Yeah.
You know, you have those big concert beers in the plastic cup. That's like really having, you know, like two.
Yeah.
So you woke up an hour and a half late?
She did. I didn't.
Oh, you didn't even
Well, she
up.
Woke me up because I had to take the dogs out.
Oh, okay.
I mean, she's running.
Get up!
No.
Did you get in trouble?
Why would I get in trouble?
I don't know.
No, I mean, she made it.
Could you relate for school?
No.
With the dogs, he got in trouble.
Yeah. So, they're fantastic. But the opening act, I still don't know who they are. I tried to Google them today. There was these...
Girlpool.
You know Girlpool?
Yeah, I've heard of them.
How did you know?
He knows shit.
Yeah.
You know this about him.
Well, they were
Jeff just knows
horrible.
Everything. Oh, okay.
Oh, my God. It was these two whiny millennial chicks. Mm. Very talented musicians, okay? I'm not taking that away from them. Both very talented. Both of them have great voices. But the songs were so boring, and their lyrics...
Let's pull up some on YouTube and listen to it.
Lyrics
no.
were boring.
We don't want to bore anybody else, do we?
Somebody, you know.
All right, let me see. Let
just
me
to see,
see
if we
all
can
right.
make it a
YouTube.
Solid watch it.
What were they called again?
Girlpool.
Girlpool. One word?
You were seeing Girlpool.
And you were seeing Deadpool.
Oh. I still don't
that
get
worked
it.
Out.
You didn't get that?
Yes, I got it. Girlpool. Stumble on Tapes.
Watch, this is going to be my favorite new band ever.
All right.
I highly doubt that. Jeff will like The One.
Well, I do like The One.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, she has
what's,
like,
what's your type, Jeff?
All right, this is Stumble on Tapes by Girlpool.
Like official? Official,
I don't know any of their songs, because they didn't say any of the names of their songs, and they didn't even say, hi, we're Girlpool.
Yeah, you're right, this sounds horrible already.
It's one girl plays bass, and one plays...
cello.
No. One girl plays lead guitar. Yeah, okay.
They could play big bop.
All right, here we go.
Just in case you wanted me.
Is this just like a live performance of them doing this?
Yes.
So this is it was a whole set of this?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
And all their millennial lyrics.
I would have been downstairs getting a drink.
Yeah, well... We had to keep our spot because we were like in the second row.
Yeah, I saw
general
that.
General admission.
Yeah. It's general admission on the floor.
Yeah, I saw you had good seats there.
But anyway, it was a good show.
All right.
Yeah.
Did you see Portlandia this week?
Nope.
Oh, my God. The first 5 minutes is hysterical.
What do they do this week?
They're a band that does like the music for every new TV show.
Mm-hmm.
But they're like the same band, and they're just talking about how all the music's the same, and... They show them singing the song from True Blood,
mm-hmm.
and the song from Sons of Anarchy, and the song from Justified. They're all the they're pretending that it's all the same band doing all those songs.
Uh-huh.
And then they're like, you know, we got some new ones that we're working on for shows that aren't even out yet or haven't even been created yet.
Yeah.
And they're just playing like, ooh, I'm a cop.
I have to watch that.
I'm a bad guy, but I'm really a cop. And it was really funny.
Now, check it out.
I didn't watch X-Files this week. Did you?
Yes.
And?
It was pretty good.
I only got halfway through it, so I haven't finished watching
that
it
that bad?
No, I just I started watching it, and I had to go to bed.
So was it a storyline episode or a one-off?
Kind of a storyline episode, right?
Yeah, I'm trying to think what it was.
So I'll probably like it.
I don't remember.
Yeah, it wasn't funny or
right.
tongue-in-cheek. Like the
I still never watched the rest of the...
Scully's mom's in the hospital. Scully, go be with your mom.
Sounds serious. Yeah.
Scully, go be with your mom. Okay, anyway, ready?
We're going to rate your reviews. You give us 1 to 5 stars. We're going to rate your reviews. And if you win, you're going to get a gold star.
Ah, thank you, Rob Jenners.
Wow.
The man who does not bring the laughs, according to Jeff Leboff, causing us to have a feud with the Shaq podcast.
Yeah, that never really took off. We tried.
Yeah, well.
Shaq can go to hell.
Hey.
Oh, whoa, jeez. Yeah, now we're fucked.
It's like an ant trying to pick a fight with an elephant.
Or an aardvark.
Of an aardvark or an ant. Or no, but that was, I don't know.
You know how Shaq's always picking people up?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this whole thing will be settled when he comes over here and tries to pick me up.
I bet he could.
That's it? Nope. And then we win?
Yep.
Who do you think you are? Hulk Hogan? Never been body slammed? Of course he was. No, it was Andre the Giant. So, yeah, this is the segment where we rate your reviews. Rate your reviews. And that was Rob Jenners from 680 The Fan and also...
Thanks, Jenners.
The big podcast.
So what did he do? He put the music behind your...
He took that and he found some music that would sort of fit behind it. And then he dropped his own little vocal in there.
Well, thank you, Rob.
Yes.
Yeah, that was awesome.
We also have John Mark Lindell's Length Matters song debuting later to the...
if we play Length Matters.
We are going to play Length Matters. We're going to play
So John Mark has finally done something music-wise for the
podcast. Yeah, it's awesome.
See, now you're starting a feud with John Mark?
You don't even know the guy.
What the fuck?
Oh, hey, John Mark's going to hit you over the head with one of his records.
Exactly.
He always has time to like my tweets and stuff, but he doesn't have any time to
He's a busy guy.
He's fucking insanely busy.
Just saying.
Anyway, so last week we did the first contest, and we put a poll up, and we had a whopping 8 people.
I think I voted.
Well, you didn't have to mention that.
No, I want to. I want more people to vote in the next
poll. Yeah, come on.
Maybe we should do it on Facebook, too.
I don't know how to do a Facebook poll.
I think you got to pay $10 or something.
Fuck Facebook. Twitters are free.
I'll pay $10.
Do not put a dime of money into Mark Zuckerberg's wallet. We will use Twitter exclusively for these
polls. Why, it costs money to do a poll on Facebook?
That's what you just said, $10.
I think if you have a page, you got to pay something to be able to do polls.
When we have more than 1,000 people, we might think about it. But we have 387 likes, so we're not spending a dime on that.
We only have 387 likes?
This might be a good opportunity to say, like our Facebook page. Please follow us on Twitter.
Download us and rate and review us on iTunes.
Anyway, so last week we did it, and congratulations to the Sailor family. At Sailor Family on Twitter. So she won a personalized voicemail, and I'm supposed to say in George W. Bush's voice.
Are you?
That was what she said on Twitter.
Wow.
And I don't have a Twitter.
She's on Twitter.
I don't even know how to use a Twitter. What is a Twitter? It's a website,
right? Twitter.
It's a website.
Excuse me, Mr. President, it's a social media platform.
Social media, like Facebook.
Yeah, it's kind of like Facebook. You know Facebook?
I like Facebook.
You like Facebook?
I do. Oh, yeah. Like my page.
Did you know that if you put a poll up on Facebook, it's going to cost you money? Do you like that?
I don't deal with that. No. I don't have a fan page. I just have a regular page. I also have an Etsy account.
Yeah. For your artwork? Selling your paintings?
For my artwork. I've been doing a lot of paintings of cats.
How you been doing with that? You've been making some money?
Getting better.
Yeah?
Yeah, I paid a guy to come out and teach me how to do some perspective. I also have...
Did you do anything of Laura? Did you do any portraits?
A bunch of video cassettes from the 80s with Bob Ross on them.
Yeah.
So I'm doing lots of mountains.
So you're painting like cute little trees?
And lakes. Squirrels.
Yeah. Happy little tree.
Happy squirrels. You know, there's no happy, there's no mistakes. There's no mistakes, just happy accidents like Iraq. So my brother's in deep shit.
Yeah, that's what I heard. What happened there?
He's in a little better spot now that Chris Christie dropped out.
That's right.
Fat ass. You know, they call him Governor Krispy Kreme.
But now Jeb steps up a notch because that guy Chris Christie's out, right?
You know what?
He better watch out. Bloomberg's coming.
I love Jeb. If I could have, I would have voted for Jeb in Florida, but I couldn't. He helped me become president. True.
True?
True.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Freaking Florida. He got flooded.
I watched this conspiracy video on YouTube. Hell, I'm convinced now that I didn't win. Bullshit. But Jeb is kind of a dork.
And?
You see him now on TV. He's not wearing his glasses.
At the exclamation point, it does not fit Jeb at all.
He is boring. Jeb is boring.
Jeb!
Yeah, yeah.
When we were kids and we'd play Monopoly, he liked to be in jail the whole time. I'm not shitting you.
He was also the hat. Who likes to be the hat?
He wasn't the hat. He was the wheelbarrow.
Oh, the wheelbarrow.
That's pretty boring.
You were interesting, sir. I miss you.
I was fun.
Yeah.
You could laugh at me. You could love me. You could hate me. Doesn't matter. Somebody had something to say about me.
We could have a beer with... No, we couldn't have a beer with you.
I would have no duels.
That's true.
Or any
orange juice.
Any myriad of...
pretzels. Oh, no pretzels.
Some pretzels.
No pretzels.
No, I choked on it. Pretzel.
That's what we're talking
about.
It's
not funny.
No.
Snyders of Hanover can suck my cock. Fucking Snyders.
Dan Snyders?
No, man. Snyders of Hanover from Hanover, Pennsylvania, where they make them pretzels. Oh,
and I guess you don't like...
But isn't there a conspiracy about the feet and the pretzels and Dan Snyder?
No, that's Dan the Man Snyder from... he's from Disney. Better Off Dead. Better Off Dead.
Better Off Dead. Yeah.
I saw Better Off Dead when I was running a Zapata oil.
And then you bought a 69 Camaro SS
and a baseball team.
I did. I bought the Texas Rangers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Almost went to the World Series. Huh? You know what I'm going to do?
Nothing. What?
I offered Kanye $14 million for the only copy of his new album, The Problems of Jacob. No, wait, what is it? The Life of Pablo.
I have no idea.
Yeah, no,
you're not familiar?
No.
It's a good album. Yeah. I haven't heard it yet, but it's Kanye.
I didn't realize, sir.
It drops soon. And what I want to do is I want to be like Martin Shkreli.
Yeah.
You know, the evil guy?
Yeah.
The evil fella?
The guy that bought the Wu-Tang album.
The AIDS drug. And right. The Wu-Tang, he has
that guy, yeah.
He has the one copy of the AIDS drug, and he won't let it out.
One copy.
and everybody could use that AIDS drug, especially
sure
in Africa.
AIDS, right?
Yeah.
In Africa.
Yeah.
Well, it's a cocktail of AIDS, drugs. that help you? Now, when I was president, I went over to Africa, and I got rid of AIDS over there. If you don't believe
but
me...
But nobody knows that.
Ask Bono.
Or Alex Jones.
No, not Alex Jones. He's a fool. Listen, don't vote for Jeb.
You're not going to support your brother now?
So you're on the Trump band?
No, I don't like that bastard either. He made fun of my mother.
He did?
He can suck my cock.
I don't remember that one.
He can suck... You know what he can do?
A lot of people can suck your cock.
He could suck Dick Cheney's flaccid, uncircumcised half-wiener.
Things we learn.
He has a half wiener.
A half wiener? What, mm-hmm. what happened there? Hunting accident?
No, he was peeling carrots when he was naked.
And as you want to do.
And yeah, well, I don't know why he was naked, man. I was in his house. He's told me what happened. And he slipped off the carrot and it cut the half of his dick. I mean, slashed it.
Right.
He still gets
using
hard.
A knife, not a peeler.
No, he's using a peeler, but it caught on his caught on his sack.
Ooh,
not his sack.
Ouch.
It caught on that top vein on his shaft.
Was it the Franks or the beans?
No, it was the definitely the Frank. And he took off a portion of his foreskin because he was uncircumcised.
And now he's an honorary Jew.
So it looks like, you know, it looks like a collar of a shirt. One of those.
Oh, so it's just open in the front, and
like a bandit, like
back.
A priest collar.
Right, I'm starting to hurt.
But a negative of a priest collar. Yeah, I don't
sir,
want to talk about
I'm
it.
Starting to hurt.
All right, I gotta go anyhow.
All right.
So anyway, congratulations
Sailor
to
Sailor Family
at Sailor Family, who I doubt is a real person because that picture looks fake.
Well, she seems to be a real person, but that picture is definitely
fake.
Woo-woo.
Well, I mean, it's one of those pictures that's designed to, hey, look at me.
Yeah.
I'm not making fun of you, by the way. I'm just saying what your picture
looks
like.
If that's you, we need to see more pictures.
No, we don't. I don't care. I'm just saying that.
He doesn't care, folks. Send him to Jeff directly.
Yeah, I need to see him.
Yeah, Jeff needs to see him. I'm very content. All right, so we're going to read this week's reviews and do the same thing, even though we only have three new ones.
Wish I could play the song again.
Three a week, though. That's pretty good if we keep that rate up.
All right, I'm going to do a very bad Christopher Walken and read the first one.
Why don't you do a good one?
And his voice. I don't think it's good.
Do Jay Moore. Jay Moore's Christopher Walken.
The Jay Moore, Christopher Walken. Why haven't you called? I don't want to do that.
No, that's pretty good.
From the first listen, I was hooked. This is from Matt Lanta.
Now do it as Bruce Willis because it mentions Die Hard.
Matt Lanta, 2013. From the first listen, I was hooked. For years, a diehard fan of Mr. Andrews. Always enjoyed his voice impressions and comedic timing from the days with TRG. Finally, a vehicle where Tim can really let loose. Laid-back pop culture chat featuring genuine chemistry with his friends Jeff and Ira. Okay, it's terrible. Starting over. Fucking awful.
Don't start over.
Well, it's distracting me from concentrating on the...
All right, I'm going to read it now.
On the words.
You don't want to be in a vehicle when Tim lets loose, though. I can guarantee you that.
We know who's a virgin. From first listen, I was hooked. For years, a diehard fan of Mr. Andrews, always enjoyed his voice impressions and comedic timing from his days with TRG. Finally, a vehicle where Tim can let loose. Laid-back pop culture chat featuring genuine chemistry with his friends Jeff and Ira. These gents really know their stuff, and I'm finding myself often jotting down the shows or clips they reference. Gents, thank you for including us in your very entertaining conversation. Please do the Simpsons episode, it and other worthy, click more.
Timeless shows.
Timeless shows are deserving of the mention, and I find it hilarious stroll down memory lane being so close in age with you guys. Your instincts are great. Keep on keeping it canon.
Wow.
That's a very good review.
I'm going to give it a 10. Can I do that?
No, because we do stars.
Yeah, 10 stars.
Up to 5.
4 stars, though, because they said
gents. I'm kidding, but I mean.
They used gents twice.
And just the fact that you had to click more. I mean, that's a long review.
Yeah. I had to click
very precise.
Jay Moore to try to do a very bad Walken.
You know, Jay Moore does a great Cattell, too.
He does?
Yeah, it's phenomenal.
Oh, wow. That was a very good
that
review.
That was great. It was, yeah.
Yep.
And let me touch
he's
on.
He's like a writer.
Let me touch on what he said at the
he
end.
He said gents twice, though. You'd think if he was a writer, he could.
Well, he would start with gents.
He'd have a thesaurus.
He'd say gentlemen first and then gents later. Thesaurus. But the thing I like is because there are. There's a need for things for our generation, Gen X. Because the baby boomers are hogging onto a lot still.
And the millennials.
Yeah. And the millennials have everything.
Yeah.
So the Gen Y and Gen X or whatever, we need these kind of things because we're still tied to old Hollywood and old culture where you weren't politically correct and the comedy was a certain way. So we have Richard Pryor and Eddie Murphy.
Right.
So that's what I'm saying. But even before that, we have Jack Benny, if your parents let you watch the Bob Hope shows and stuff like that. Or at least Bob
Pushing
Hope.
It a little bit.
Yeah.
But then we also have, you know, Beavis and Butthead. And
exactly.
We have, you know.
Right. And, you
and
know,
Family Guy and, you know.
Yeah. That shit's all nostalgic, so.
I know. Yeah, we're expansive, aren't we? Yes. So you don't think there's a lot of vehicles out there for this type of...
I don't think so.
All right, so...
I think Kevin Smith's podcast probably definitely for that generation.
What was the deal with him? He's
Is
coming
his
to
mom
town?
Dying?
He is coming to town. His mom had an operation, and she's recovering.
He tweeted a picture of her.
Yeah.
You guys are big Kevin Smith fans, right?
I am.
Jeff more so than me. I like him, though. I don't dislike
him. He's coming on 420.
Have you met him?
Center stage.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I met him once.
How was he?
I met him twice.
Was he
super
cool?
Super nice dude.
Yeah, he's very nice.
Yeah?
Very humble.
Gave me a hug when I first met him.
Really?
Yep.
People say that he's a snob or whatever, but I don't think so.
I think he's just stoned.
I don't know. You're a fan of his podcast, Jeff?
Yeah.
And you like it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't listen to his podcast. I don't listen to a lot of podcasts, so.
We can move on.
Okay. Let's read the next one.
I don't listen to his podcast as much as...
You listen to Tell 'Em Steve.
Yeah,
Dave.
I listen to Tell 'Em Steve Dave more, which is his buddies in Jersey.
Huh.
And
Tell
I listen
what?
To Tell 'Em Steve Dave.
What the hell is that?
It's one of the top podcasts, right?
Yeah.
But what does that name mean?
Well, it's a referential from the Kevin Smith movies.
Tell 'Em Steve Dave?
Yeah, right. There's these two characters called Steve Dave and Fanboy, played by Walt Flanagan and Brian Johnson.
Yeah.
And
Brian Johnson?
No.
Yeah.
Brian with a Y.
Yeah.
And that's their line, and every, you know, they'll always say something, and the other guy will go, yeah, you tell them, Steve Dave. It's been in like three or four of the Kevin Smith movies.
Wow. That's inside.
So, yeah, they have their own podcast. And
oh, that's better?
It's pretty funny, and three guys. It's them, those two, and Q from Impractical Jokers is on the podcast. And they do a show every week, usually.
All right.
All right. Next one.
So the real B-Mac says, so happy to hear Tim again. Tim Andrews is hilarious and is always funny as hell. Yes, thank you. He is great. Hope all the best for you, man. Keep doing whatever you do, Tim. Tim is the best.
I'm starting to realize why you want to read these reviews.
The last line.
I'm not reading
the
last
part, though.
I'm not reading
that. Why?
Because I'm not.
That's a thing, though. Yeah, that's
it,
like,
it was
I
a
mean.
Thing. It's not a thing anymore.
Oh, I got to see this. You're not going to read it? What
no, I'm not going to read it.
All right.
I can go politically correct on some things, and on other things I'm not going to go politically correct.
You could spell it.
No. No point.
All right.
No point. Everybody write Jeff. He'll type.
Four stars.
Yeah, I give that one 4 stars.
It sounded like you were signing your yearbook.
Yeah, right. Something like that. Let's see.
Maybe it was Denny Barnett.
No, it was the real BMAC.
Yeah, I know.
The real Bernie Mac, who's still alive, writing reviews about Radio Labyrinth.
Sex, huh?
I'll give it 4 too.
Fucking in the butt. That sort of thing. Well, I don't really want to.
That's pretty good John Ritter, too.
Right? Oh, thanks.
That one's a little gay.
Funny queer, not funny. Funny ha-ha, not funny queer. Oh, you mustn't say that, John. Or whatever.
Some French fried potatoes.
Yeah. The final one is Mr. M.N. Jewel.
Do you know who that is?
No.
By the way, this sounds like somebody you should know. Like, out on the street if you saw him.
Mr. M.N. Jewel?
Just the way he writes this seems like maybe you've run into this guy in the past.
I have been a big, long-standing fan of Tim Andrews. He and Eric Von Hessler were the only things that made the final portion of The Regular Guys at all tolerable. Tim's solo presence was the only...
Slow down a little. Keep going.
Tim's presence was the only bright spot in the otherwise dreadful debacle that took over the TRG slot after Larry got jettisoned. I was excited to hear that Tim was reuniting with Eric for his podcast and was also embarking on this venture. I respect Tim's opinions on pop culture because we are close in age and have similar tastes and sensibilities. I wasn't familiar with Ira or Jeff prior to this podcast, but I've grown to like and enjoy their contributions as well. New episodes of the podcast seem to drop at very opportune times for me, and the Radio Labyrinth guys keep me entertained while I am oftentimes doing something very mundane at work. I found myself laughing out loud at times while listening, which is actually rare for me, as I am not normally an LOL kind of guy.
Huh.
That just shows the quality of the podcast. If you enjoy the discussion of pop culture from an intelligent, slightly snarky perspective, you will love this podcast.
Wow, that's a long one too.
Legitimate review, though.
People are taking a lot of time to do that. I'm impressed.
Who is that?
Mr. M.N. Jewel. I don't know who that is, but...
Yeah, Mr. M.N. Jewel?
But you were making it sound like he might know who that
is. Well, that's what I was saying. The way this was written, it seems like maybe this guy knew Tim.
No, I don't know who that is. It's a nice review, so I give it 5 stars.
All right, but he's been with you since
But maybe he knows you.
The regular guys.
Well, that's cool. Yeah, thank you for the review.
Yeah, that's a long
knows
one.
Knows all about the...
We made him LOL.
Yes. Yeah. So definitely, I'm going to put these three up.
All about the Eric podcast that you do also.
Yeah. After this drops, whenever day this weekend that it goes out, I will tweet everyone, and then we'll put the poll up for a week.
All right. Yeah, let's do that again.
And let's try to get more than 8 votes.
Yeah, come on, people. Yeah.
Right. Well, I'll retweet it from our personal accounts and everything.
All right. Do we have time? Because we kind of lag in there, and I don't want to have to edit a lot. So do we have time to play the game?
It's up to you, man.
Do you have it ready?
We're 1 hour and 20. Yeah, I got it ready.
All right. This should only take 5 or 10 minutes. So. While you're getting that ready, I am going to play the new theme from John Mark Lundell.
Okay. Length matters. Length matters.
Do you mind if we dance with your dates?
Length matters. Length matters.
Tell me it's bigger than a tic-tac. Why do you know?
Length,
girth.
Yeah.
Cannon?
It's tall.
Length matters. Length matters.
We're VIPs. Very immense penises. We've got Bush.
Speaking of Curtis Armstrong, that was great, John.
Curtis Armstrong, right? Yeah, John, yeah. Mark, thank you so much for that.
Awesome, dude.
He emailed that to us, and I was dying laughing.
I hate how these things
I almost had you all the way down.
He holds me down. So we're going to play a little game called Length Matters. Hang on a second.
What is that that clip that he used, the very important, very immense penises?
It's from Basketball, I believe.
Okay, see, I didn't know that one, but it's...
You know, they come out of the shower and their dicks are like 20 feet long.
See, I don't know that movie too well.
What was that little thing at the beginning, too, that was like going into it? It was like some little...
He's bigger than a tic-tac.
No. Oh, yeah. Right at the very
mind
beginning.
Mind if we dance with your dates?
Oh, mind if we dance with your dates?
No, it'd be even before that.
Well, hang on.
Right at the very beginning, there's a little something.
Oh, we have it turned down. Anyway, we'll figure it out.
But yeah, we'll hear it next time we play.
Length Matters is a game where Ira gives us two shows that debuted in the same year. Jeff and I have to guess the year and which show ran the longest. And
that's all.
That is
else.
All. There is no other portion of this.
We don't talk about who starred on the show.
No, we don't. Nor do we go into digressions about how much we loved the show or hated the show. We just play the fucking game.
Commercials. We keep it simple.
Let's keep it simple, stupid.
We keep it canon and then we keep it simple.
Kiss, kiss.
Or vice versa.
Kiss. That's keep it simple, stupid.
The first two shows
that
I'm going to give you guys.
Okay.
Is a show called... Oh, wait. What was I going to do? Alf.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Jeff.
No
will know
problem.
This one.
All right, he's a big Alf guy.
You know, Alf, I really don't like it.
Really?
Listen, Alf, I would prefer it if you would go outside to urinate and stop eating all the cats.
Our friend Tony does a really good Alf impersonation.
Alf,
and he's not the Tony that's on the end of your index finger.
No,
Mrs. Torrance.
Okay, go ahead.
Up against a show called Perfect Strangers.
Oh, no, God!
What year, gentlemen? Let's start with the year.
84?
86.
Okay. Do you want me to tell you that first? Well, I'm about to tell you in a second, right? Now, what...
I'm going to say Perfect Strangers ran longer.
And I'm going to say Perfect Strangers ran longer.
Can you do a Balky impression?
No, I cannot.
Balky, but you can do...
I didn't like that show.
You didn't like Perfect Strangers?
Nope.
Can you do Balky from Beverly Hills Cop?
If I remember the line.
He's like an art dealer, and he's got the... People are coming in.
I cannot. I am serious. Yeah, it's very perfect, please.
All right. So what did you
both
say?
Get the bug out. No, I am serious.
Huh? I said 84.
I said 86.
He said 86.
What did you say about length?
We both said Perfect Strangers.
Yeah. You both said Perfect Strangers. All right. Alf ran from September 1986.
Yes. Yeah. I remembered when Jeff got into Alf, so we were older. That's how I got that.
To March 1990, that's 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect Strangers ran from March 86 to August 1993.
Uh-huh.
That's 7 years. You guys were both right, but you got the point for 86.
2-1.
All right.
Next shows.
Next shows. All right. Show called Chips.
Okay.
Up against a show called Eight is Enough.
Ooh.
What year, gentlemen?
Ooh.
did both of these shows debut?
1977.
I'm going to say 75. And
Chips ran longer.
Can you do an Eric Estrada impression?
No.
Yeah.
Can you do a Vince Van Patten impression?
Yeah.
Vince or Dick?
Dick Van Patten.
No, I can't.
Can you do a Valerie Bertinelli impression?
No.
I'm going to say that
Eddie Van Halen.
Chips ran longer also. What year did I say?
75.
And you
said
77.
And you, what did you say ran longer?
I said the Chips ran longer.
I think we both said Chips ran longer.
All right. Chips ran from September 1977.
Yeah.
To May 1983. That's 6 years. It is Enough ran from March 77 to August 81. That's 4 years.
Yeah.
So we both got a point, and yeah. Tim got an extra point.
Tim got an extra
point. So now it's 4-2.
All right. You got it?
4 long inches versus 2 girthy inches.
All right. The next two shows I'm going to give you.
And this is it.
Wait a second. No, I didn't want to do that one. Hold on. Sorry.
Hurry up.
The Arsenio Hall Show.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
Up against a show called Doogie Howser MD.
Oh, man.
What year, gentlemen?
1990.
90. I was going to say 90 also. So
you're both saying 90?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to say that... Doogie Howser didn't go that long. I'm going to say Arsenio was on longer.
So am I.
So I can't win, but we might both be right.
Doogie Howser MD ran from September 1989 to July
93. September 89, that's almost 90.
No, but it's not.
July 1993, that's 4 years. Arsenio Hall Show ran from January 89 to May 1994. That's 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
You were both right.
Okay.
All right. And that's it. That's all I got.
Sweet.
So we did three last week. We did three this week.
Yeah,
we did.
Life matters.
Should play the theme again, maybe. No, I don't know.
No.
No? All right. We don't have an outro?
We'll book it, and then we'll come back and do plugs. Hang on. Do you have me turned up? No, you don't have me turned up.
Are
we ready now?
Yes, all right.
Oh, I don't know what that's from.
Tell me it's bigger than a tic tac.
Oh, why do you
know? Length, yeah. Girth, yeah. Cannon?
It's too.
Length matters. Length matters.
With VIPs. Very immense penises.
We've got Bush. We've got Bush.
That's great, man.
Very good intro. Thanks again, John. Mark Lundell. And this kind of sort of wraps up this episode of Radio Labyrinth 009.
Number nine.
We're
about to hit double digits, y'all.
I know. I was thinking of Barney.
What was the song, though? Because it wasn't number nine. Number nine is the real song.
Right.
Number eight?
Yeah.
Number eight? We've been looking to do a project together.
Hit him with the breathalyzer.
Is that the one with Paul McCartney?
No, it's the one with, God, I don't know what it is. Because I'm thinking of the Mr. Plow one, the Plow King.
Oh.
What is that? No, the Plow King one is when Barney recorded a commercial with Linda Ronstadt.
Right.
Plow King is a loser, and we hear he is a boozer.
Right.
Called Mr. Plow, that's the name. That name again is Mr. Plow.
Barney, you stole my idea.
I don't remember. What does Barney say?
Nothing wrong with a little friendly competition. He shoots out his tires.
Oh, that's the one where Barney...
Stay tuned for our Simpsons episode.
Yes, 2 weeks from now, we are going to do the Simpsons episode.
That's what
my name is Tim Andrews, and you can find me at Tim Andrews here on the Twitter. You can also find Radio Labyrinth on Twitter at @radio_labyrinth. Please go to our Facebook page and like us, say hello.
Our polls.
Yeah, do our polls, because we're not going to pay for them until we get 1,000 likes. And that would be Radio Labyrinth on Facebook. Ira.
Thank you. No, I have nothing to plug except for Grab Your Balls, Let's Talk Sports. We're still going, even though we proclaim this week that now, of course, sports is dead.
That's interesting.
Right now, until the tournament.
Oh, what tournament?
NCAA tournament.
Oh, yeah.
But also our Hair Metal Madness tournament, which we'll be doing as well.
We need to do a March Madness type of thing.
Yeah?
For the show throughout March.
Throughout March?
Uh-huh. We'll each have a bracket.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm.
of things?
I don't know. We'll figure it out. All between right. now and then. Put it in your head. If you have any ideas, go ahead and hit us up on social media. It should be movies, TV shows. It's not going to be comic books or games.
No. Well, Two Faces Radio does a hair metal madness bracket tournament every year. This year will be our seventh.
Shit.
So check those out. The past ones have been hysterical, too. So if you're into that sort of thing, you'll dig it.
It could be something like hottest television characters of all sure. time, females, oh, yeah, and we shit could do like that. Shit. So let's brainstorm on it. But next week, we'll be back with another episode. Hopefully, it will not be late this time. Thanks for sticking with us.
Yeah, and Better Call Saul comes back on Monday.
Oh, really?
Oh, shit, yeah.
Oh, wait. Is Vinyl out this week?
Vinyl starts Sunday night.
Oh, yes. I've been waiting for this, man.
Walking Dead is back.
Yeah.
Comic Book Man is back. I'll be doing my top five funniest moments on 2centsTV.com.
Cool. Do you tweet that out?
I do, and they tweet as well from 2Cents TV Twitter.
All right, make sure that you tag the Radio Labyrinth in it so we can retweet it.
I will do.
All right. Until that time, keep it canon.
Two Faces Radio.